Dylan Brown, you're having a great season. Would you have taken what you have now at the start of it?
Yeah, that's for sure. Coming here, sure, I think I had 32 winners last year, and sure, the aim was to beat that maybe and just ride as many winners as I can, and I'm passed out them numbers already. So hopefully the season can keep progressing and keep up in the numbers.
And Oisin is there, Conor Orr is there, Luke. It's a part of the world that people wouldn't necessarily associate with racing, Donegal. You know, race courses up there. What's your background and how did you get involved?
Since I was a young fella, my family had pony racing horses and ponies, and I just grew up around them. And one thing led to another. I started pony lessons with Rachel Carton, my uncle Adrian and Hugh, and my dad and mum. The whole family had horses, and I started the pony racing then, and it just progressed from then. And once I started racing at the flap, and then sure, the bug just bit, and that was it.
And what was your first winner?
My first winner was Jamelia here in Navan for Joseph, and this is a lucky track for me. I won the Vintage Craft Stakes here this year as well in Baron Samedy, and it was my first Group 3, so it's been a very lucky track for me.
You're in Joseph's now probably 7 days a week. There's no day off as such, but when you're riding good horses and riding winners, you know, on a regular basis, and you're riding every day, you probably wouldn't want a day off.
Yeah, exactly. Sure, we live for the game, and it's not easy. It's tough going, but when you're in the winners' enclosures, it all pays off. And it's just when you get loads of support and you're on good horses and your confidence is high, it makes the job a lot easier. But definitely getting a winner here and there definitely makes it a lot easier. But we wouldn't be doing it if we didn't enjoy it.
And Joseph has lots of horses. He's lots of riders, but he gives the riders there plenty of opportunities as well. And you've grabbed all your opportunities. Riding that group winner on Baron Samedy, what was that like?
That was unbelievable. I was claiming 5 at the time. It's not a thing looking when you're a claimer thinking about riding group winners, and Joseph has so many horses in there, and as you say, he's loads of riders there, but he gives us all equal chances. And usually when we win on a horse, he sticks to us. And I won in Baron Samedy a couple of times last year, and I kept the ride on him and kept progressing, and he's an improving horse, and who knows where he could stop. But I'm just delighted to be getting the leg up on those kind of horses, and massive thanks to him.
And he's in the Irish Ledger, I think, but even still, he's probably, in comparison to what he was doing last year, has he kind of surpassed expectations?
Yeah, for sure. We thought he was a really nice horse, and he kept progressing. Sure, sky's the limit for him. Every time we ran him, he's only been getting better. So I think he's going for the Ledger now, which is a Group 1, so it's another big step up. But it'll be a tough race, but sure, he's improving. He earns his place.
And away from racing, it's a pretty full-on sport. We're racing nearly 7 days a week in Ireland. What are your interests and what rocks your boat outside of racing?
Well, when we're racing full-time, sure, we're very busy, but pastimes, relax. If we get a day off, we'd relax, but I like boxing as well. Since I was very young, I started boxing, and I haven't got to do any the last year or two with the lockdown and the COVID and stuff, but hopefully the clubs might open up now in the next couple of weeks, and on my days off I'll be able to go and get a few rounds in sparring or something.
And the standard of jockeys in Ireland is extraordinarily high, and I think it's very, very difficult for riders to make an impact over here because you need the opportunities. In England there's more opportunities, there's more racing, so there's more opportunities, but every day you're riding against the best riders in every single race. What's that like, and who have you looked up to?
Yeah, well, it's very competitive. All the senior riders in there, Shane Foley, Colin Keane, Kevin Manning, Niall McCullough, everyone's in there. There's loads and loads to look up to, and everyone in the weigh room seems to help you along. Chris Hayes, the list goes on, and everyone seems to help each other. Everyone gets on in the weigh room, and it is very tough, but you just have to keep up in the game and improving day by day, and sure, the best you can do is only try your best. As I say,
didn't think there would be the same level of camaraderie as it would be in the jumps racing. You know, the jumps lads are kind of helping each other out, but it's dog eat dog out in the track, and is it that good in the weigh room?
It is, of course. It's very competitive out there. Nobody gives anyone an inch, but when you come back in, if you had something up happened out in the racetrack, it's forgetting about straight away and move on from it. And I must say the senior riders have been very good to me since I started. If you ever seem to make a mistake or anything, there's always loads of people there to show you where you're going wrong and to improve from it. And I'm working for Joseph O'Ryan, one of the best riders there's ever been, so I couldn't ask for much better coach. Kevin Ryan's my agent as well. he makes sure whenever you make a mistake, he lets you know, and that's what you need as well, especially when you're young. You need it. You need someone there to help you out, and I'm just delighted. I have great people behind me.
Joseph comes across extremely relaxed, but he must be very driven to have the amount of horses that he has in training, and there's no end to it.
Yeah, exactly. His results speak for itself. He's very young. He's a son of Aidan O'Brien's. He's come from a young age. He's been looking at the best and what's going on, and he's obviously taken it all in, and he took out his own license, and he's never looked back. But he's very dedicated. He tries hard, and he gets the result.
And you're not big, you don't look as if you're going to have any weight issues. What's that like?
Yeah, it's grand at the minute. Hopefully it levels off now at the end of the year. I think my growing stopped now, so hopefully if I can level off at the end of the year and keep it, I should be fine, hopefully.
And what's it like to be riding in front of crowds again, even though they're limited? I found racing hard work over the last year and a half. You mightn't have noticed it because you're in the weigh room or inside all of the time, but I found the enclosures and empty enclosures hard work.
Yeah, it's a massive difference. Riding winter last year and you come in and it's just like a ghost town. There's nobody around. Nobody to cheer you in at all. You have your stable staff and your trainers there. Just they're the only ones there, watching and looking out here now. It's a good sunny day. There's a nice crowd there. A bit of an atmosphere, band playing. Sure, what more could you ask for?
Final question. It looks as if you're going to be champion apprentice this year. Was that the plan and the aim for the start of the season, to give that championship a real go?
There's no real aim. We started off the season just to keep the head down and ride as many winners as can. And thank God it's been going really well, so hopefully it keeps up now.
And hopefully Baron Semedy line up in the ledger. What kind of ground would you like? Would you have a preference?
He seems to go on any ground. He's won on all ground. I think a little ease in the ground would definitely do him no harm, but it doesn't really matter for him. He's fairly ground versatile.